NYC Public Hospitals to Offer Chemical Abortions via Telehealth. By Catherine Hamilton on October 3, 2023. New York City public hospitals will be among the first public health systems in the United States to facilitate the killing of the unborn via telehealth, The Guardian reported Monday. New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced Monday that the city's public hospitals will now offer abortion pill prescriptions by telephone or online and pitch chemical abortions from the comfort of your home. Related video, John Kirby calls abortion necessary health care. As a result of the move, New York City residents will now be able to connect with health practitioners for those prescriptions, building on previous legislations to protect abortions rights in New York, according to the report. Adams said those who are clinically eligible can be prescribed abortion pills and will receive them at their New York City address within days. We will not stand idly by as these attacks continue and the far right seeks to strip our citizens of their basic rights, Adams claimed, referring to legislation passed in pro-life states that protects the unborn from abortion. Planned Parenthood of Greater New York celebrated the move, calling it a historic win for abortion access in New York City. Related video, exclusive, Senator Tommy Tuberville scores a win against Pentagon-funded abortion. When we make abortion care more accessible, we empower individuals to make the best decisions for themselves, their families and their futures, claimed Wendy Stark, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Greater New York. Chemical abortions often involve a two-drug regimen. According to former abortionist Dr. Anthony Levitino, the first drug, mifepristone, blocks the action of progesterone, which the mother's body produces to nourish the pregnancy. When progesterone is blocked, the lining of the mother's uterus deteriorates, and blood and nourishment are cut off to the developing baby, who then dies inside the mother's womb. The second drug, misoprostol, also called Cytotec, then causes contractions and bleeding to expel the baby from the mother's uterus. Related video, Candace Owens, Burgum had best answer on abortion. The pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute found that mifepristone is used for more than half of all abortions in the United States. In 2020, the drug accounted for 53% of all abortions, up from 39% in 2017. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, recommends women only take abortion pills up to 10 weeks gestation, up from the agency's previous 7-week recommendation. The FDA changed the gestational limit recommendation in 2016, a move which is being challenged in court as part of a larger lawsuit concerning the agency's approval of the abortion pill. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.